Welcome to TVFilmIdeas.com, where we talk about the TV shows and films that should be made. We had an awesome first week. For those of you who want to continue to support us, and if you are on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button below. Also, just make sure that you go to the link in the description so that you can get updates from us via email. That means anything about our new post, anything having to do with TVFilmIdeas.com, make sure you just sign up for our mailing list so that we can continue to keep you up to date. All right, so let's go ahead and get right into it. This is our very first podcast here, and I'm very excited because I really wanted to really have back and forth conversation with you guys about the ideas that we're coming up with. We've been posting for over a week and it's been just been extremely exciting. And I hope it's been the same for you. I hope you all enjoyed really reading my ideas. And I hope you all have really, you know, started to spark interest in becoming creative yourselves, because that's really ultimately what it's all about. So let's talk about the most popular post of the week. Love Songs, the SWV story. So basically, Love Songs, SWV story is about the life story of SWV. Basically, this is the story of three different women who went through struggles, but had to find the pieces to sing the most favored love songs of a time. You know, they have had several great love songs, such as Weak, I'm So Into You, Anything. You know, so they had so many great hits, and I've been seeing them a lot lately since they had their new reality show on BET, Ladies Night. And I just kind of wanted to explore, like, what would a movie or film be like with them, about them? You know, I always like to tell you guys who I see in the film. So for starters, like, I had just Coco down already. I already knew that I thought 7th Streeter would be amazing as Coco. Every time I see 7th Streeter, I think Coco, young Coco. I think that casting choice is just, it's where it just needs to be. For Lily, I had to go do some thinking, do some searching, and try to figure out who would be the best Lily for this part. And it came to me, I looked at a picture of Kiki Palmer, and I was like, damn, I know Kiki Palmer played Chili in the TLC story, but that don't mean she can't play Lily in the SWV story, right? Comment below, let me know. But yes, Kiki is the perfect Lily. And if you guys, I hope you guys seen the picture. If you went to the site and seen, you can see the picture that we chose of Kiki, just so you can see exactly how dead on that casting choice is. For Taj, I was a little confused. I didn't know where to go with it. I didn't know where to look to. But thankfully, I just had this thought of Dear White People, a show on Netflix that I love to watch, and Antoinette Robinson. Like, I see her and I was like, I can see her in just really capturing the essence of Taj. And that was the choice that I decided. I think all these women have, you know, have the potential to make a great story. Now, in the styling of the film, like, I imagine it being kind of like a Waiting to Exhale kind of feel, just very like about these three different women and their stories. And, you know, we come together with them in the studio to record these special love songs. And, you know, we get kind of the backstory on these love songs. And yeah, I would definitely watch that on a Netflix. I think it needs to go to Netflix. I wouldn't put it on a Lifetime. I wouldn't put it on a cable network. I think, like, when you put something about a group on a black group, particularly on Netflix, I feel like there's room for discovery. Netflix has just a space where you can discover, a lot of new people can discover a lot of new things, a lot of new films. And I think that has a better chance of doing very well over on Netflix. So that would be my choice for for Love Songs, the SWV story. Another really popular post for this week was The Real Housewives of Hollywood. So let me tell you what that's about. So Real Housewives of Hollywood, you all know about the Real Housewives franchise. It's very popular. I'm sure you guys watched several incarnations of it, whether it's in Atlanta, Potomac, New York City, Beverly Hills, wherever. I really wanted to take that particular franchise in a different direction and really not make it about the city, but make it about these women who are all working in this particular same world. And these women are all working in the film industry. They're Black actresses. And while they don't, may not all stay in Hollywood permanently, you know, they are all in that world together and they see each other quite frequently. And I really just started drumming up the idea and drumming up the thoughts on what would happen. Like, I actually placed out, if you guys go to tvfilmideas.com and check out that post on Real Housewives of Hollywood, you'll see I have actual story summaries for each episode, so you can get an idea of what I'm saying here. So for this particular project, I decided to go with Vivica A. Fox. She's basically our lead here. We have Tisha Campbell. And I don't think she's still Tisha Campbell Martin, or it's just Tisha Campbell. I'm thinking it's just Tisha Campbell. We have Sally Richardson. We chose the best photo we could find of Sally Richardson, where it would fit in. She's a beautiful, gorgeous woman. I'm sorry that picture didn't do her justice. We got a lot of comments on Facebook about that. And yeah, we're just very sorry about that. We have Wendy Raquel Robinson, which I almost feel like, you know, there's some actresses that are very serious. They're not going to do reality TV. They're, you know, very serious, like thespians. And I honestly see Wendy Raquel Robinson as one of those actresses. But I think that actresses really have to be open to different forms of entertainment now. Even if it's your real life, that's still something that you know, you might want to consider giving. And I think Real Housewives is a brand that they may want to be a part of. For those of you who don't know, Vanessa A. Williams, she was on hit shows back in the 2000 called Soul Food. And if you're old enough like me, then you remember her from The Cosby Show as well. And on The Cosby Show, I remember her playing like this kind of crazy character who was going to school with Theo. I guess when Theo was in college, and she was supposed to, she kept asking Theo to do the scene with her, you know, to practice her lines with her while Justine was out going to see a movie, I guess going to see a movie with somebody or something like that. I think that's what she was going to do. And she was just so dramatic. I was just kind of like, I every time I seen her on that show, I just never not thought she was crazy. Like, I was like, I know she's acting, but there's something in my mind that tells me that this woman has a piece of that crazy. I'm not gonna lie, I always had this inkling in my head that actresses tend to have a little bit of a crazy side. And I mean, I guess you have to if you're gonna go into the mind of all these different characters. So finally, we have Melissa De Sosa. In The Best Man Holiday, she plays this character who is, her character Shelby is a real housewife. And I was just thinking to myself, like, I know she's just acting, but I can see her having some of that great personality to add to that. So I will be here for her to be on the show as well. You know, I haven't seen her in a lot. So, you know, it really will be something to really kind of, you know, spark something in her career maybe. So, of course, I know that all these women are, you know, somewhat linked to each other. And that's what I was thinking when I started to kind of put this cast together. Like, I know Vivica knows Wendy. I know they all know Sally and they all know Tisha and Vanessa and Melissa. Everyone knows each other. And that's what you need for a great Real Housewife cast. And I think it's great to have another black version of Real Housewives. You know, we have Atlanta, we have Potomac. But, you know, it's great to have more, you know, because we're, you know, there's more out there. You know, I would love to see Asian incarnation of the show. You know, I think that's very important as well to, you know, have different representations. I think it's a great thing. So I created this thought of this show, this drama, this teen drama called I Watch Too Much TV. And it's really interesting to me because, you know, I used to watch shows like Popular. I used to watch Dawson's Creek. Like, I used to watch all of those shows back when they were on. And I always wanted to create a teen show that kind of had, that stood out, that had some kind of great story to it. So I Watch Too Much TV is my, basically my thoughts on what a great teen drama would be. In this, there's a young woman who basically starts college here. She starts college and she is pretty much someone who kind of always kind of been a loner. Her best friend has always kind of been like the TV. The TV has been her best friend. She just thinks about situations a little differently than most people. She plays out different situations she goes through as if it's some kind of TV show. I relate to her because I'm one of those people. Like, I'm one of those people who, when I talk to my friends, I always say things like, okay, I remember the way we used to do things back season one. Or I would be like, okay, we already had this. This is the season finale. Or this is going to be our new season. We need to recast some people. So that's how I talk, because I think of everything like a TV show. I really do. So I relate to the main character, Angela Whitman, who in my mind is played by Amanda Stenberg, who you guys may know from The Hate U Give. That awesome film. And she comes to college and she joins this TV club. Basically, that's the perfect scenario for people who think too much about television and all the situations play out like television. So you have sequences where you have a different world theme song. You have them playing out a scene off Scandal or Love and Hip Hop or whatever show is popular at the time. You know, it gets them a chance to really play out their lives like the people on TV, as Alicia Keys says. So she meets her new best friend, Veronica Garcia, who is played by Becky G. You know, I love Becky G. And I think she would be great as the friend here. And then they have their third person. I feel like in these dramas you have, you know, kind of like a Three Musketeers kind of thing going on. And I felt like they needed like Connor Jessup to come in and play the best friend. And so it's three of them, Veronica, Angela, and Bradley. And they're kind of navigating their way through this college experience. You know, we start to meet the basically kind of like the villain, who is Cherry Gregory. Cherry Gregory, her aunt, is basically the dean of the college. Cherry Gregory, who in my mind will be played by Chyna Ann McClain. I loved her. I loved her sisters. Like since what's the name of the movie? Daddy's Little Girls. Like I love that. I love her on Black Lightning. So Chyna is someone who I feel like can really be great in a show like this. Also, we have here, you know, the aunt, the dean of the school, who is played by, in my head, NeNe Leakes. I feel like we need someone who was sassy, loud, just really popped and kind of made us laugh. And I feel like NeNe Leakes could do that, especially with all the different scenarios of the different TV shows that these young people imagine themselves in. I thought it would be a great thing. You have Fifi Lyles, who is played by Janae Wallace in my head. That's Chyna's basically sidekick. And, you know, she's, you know, she kind of like is the person who doesn't have, does not yet know how to think on her own. She's following China, you know, with every step. And she just has to find a, kind of find some kind of self-discovery, and hopefully she finds it in this series. So if you go to the site, you can see that we definitely wrote an episode summary for our first episode, and you can get a lot of kicks out of that. Now, as far as where I imagine this show being, like, network that I imagine, of course, I love Netflix, and I love everything that Netflix stands for. For this particular show, I would definitely say this is more like a ABC. And on the opposite end of that, I would actually say I think MTV would be a great place for a show like this. Thank you so much again for tuning in to our podcast for today. Make sure again you hit that subscribe button, and make sure you sign up for our email list. The link is in the description. So you can go to Instagram and find us at TV Film Ideas. You could go to Facebook, find us at TV Film Ideas. You can go to Twitter and find us at TV Film Ideas. All right, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Until next.